Blog Talk Radio.
Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and tonight is Frights Friday, so we have two special guests here tonight. First, we got Samantha Caitlin on the line. How are you doing, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We also got Jenny Giannetti here. How are you doing, Jenny?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. Now, I know you guys are both not feeling too well. We talked about that earlier,
yeah.
It kind of sucks. It's that time of the year. So, I'm actually lucky that I don't have it at this particular moment. This is usually when I
most
do
definitely.
Get it again. So, and we're all around the same area, too, so I'm not surprised. Because I think, Samantha, you're in North Carolina, if I'm correct, right? Like that area,
correct.
Generally?
North Carolina.
Okay, yeah. And we're in Virginia. So,
awesome.
Jenny,
well,
you're still
I'm
in Virginia, right?
I'm currently in Tennessee, but...
Well, nice.
I'm currently in Tennessee, but I'm from North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So let's begin. And I'll start off, and I'll go. I'll ask you, Samantha, first, and then Jenny next.
Cool.
How did you get? Like, what got you into acting?
You know, I don't really know what got me into acting. I grew up performing and singing as far as dancing. And just when I was in like middle school, I saw this, you know, casting for extras and got on set, and I think I caught the bug. But I kind of always knew that I was born to perform in some aspect. So that was really it. Yeah. I don't think it's not something I like growing up. I was like, I'm going to do this. Like I'm going to be a movie star. It's just kind of something I fell into artistically.
Okay, great. What about you, Jenny?
You know, it always kind of is weird to answer a question second because it's hard to be like, yeah, me too, you know. I grew up singing and, you know, performing in, you know, my mother's a preacher, so I was always singing in, like, the church and the choirs and, you know, in school I was a big choir geek. And, you know, later in life I ended up falling into wrestling and got onto my first movie set through that. I was actually technically on the stunt team for the first film. And, you know, I, too, caught the bug and ended up looking for small extra-type roles to, you know, get my toes wet with all of that and kind of grew from there, and here I am.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I mean, I personally was always kind of wanting to act, you know, since I was like a kid, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then... later, I had a bad experience in, like, middle school. For like, a year in, like, eighth grade, I did not want to do anything with that. I got, like, stage fright and stuff and whatever. But years later, I mean, I got back into it. And film has always been something I'd wanted to pursue in some way or another. And acting is definitely something I enjoy. But, like, it is something you kind of fall into sometimes. You kind of – you're just hanging around a crowd who enjoys that stuff, and then you just start doing it, you know. And
yeah, I think when
I think
it feels right, it feels right.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I think film is something like when you get involved, like you either know it's for you or you know it's not. So,
right.
You know, if you kind of keep getting called back, like there's a purpose for that, and I truly believe that.
For sure. And remember, if you guys want to say something, don't, you know, like, don't feel like you're being cut off or anything. Just say it. Because there's a lag time on this podcast, so sometimes people are afraid to, like, say too much because they're kind of, like, it feels like you're getting cut off, but really it's just, it's like a second, and then somebody else says something. So, anyway, now the next question I got for you guys, as actors, what do you think, like, the biggest struggle in the film industry is today? I guess let's go with Jenny first and then Samantha so we can keep switching it up a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, there's lots of struggles, and you know, it's kind of like I sit on both sides of the fence because I am directing as well and creating my own film. So, you know, I see all the problems that are typical for people who are in front of the camera as well as people who are behind it. You know, there's always the issue of funding and what you're able to accomplish because, you know, as actors, especially if you're traveling for a role or a part, you know, it's nice to get paid, to get some kind of compensation, even if it's just to help cover the gas, you know? But then on the flip side, as a director, it's not always possible to get everything that you need together, to get everything edited, to invest in all of the equipment and, you know, keep everything up and running and get everything going smoothly and be able to take care of everybody's travel expenses. It's difficult on both sides, and it's a constant thing, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think, Samantha?
So you said struggle, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've kind of been in the position of where I've been the actor that, you know, has traveled for free and has, you know, went here and there and paid my dues. And so it's really hard. I don't know if, you know, I definitely think there's struggles just like any, you know, avenue that you decide to take in a professional career. You know, and I, like Jenny said, you know, getting paid for all of your stuff. I think as far as for me, I was the actor who traveled for free and did all of these things, you know, and, you know, paid my dues. But when I landed that first network show, where it was, you know, SAG and where it was paid and, you know, where it was, you know, an actual wonderful credit, you know, all of that made that worth it. So for me, I would say struggle would be consistency. As far as an actor, like you have to be consistent because it's not going to happen overnight. So I would say like, just as, you know, when I talk about struggles, I would just say to any person wanting to do this, continue, don't stop because you don't know when, you know, your time is coming and you can, you know, it could be 600 auditions. It could be, you know, one, you just don't know. And so I would say the struggle is to stay consistent for most actors.
Well, yeah, and I agree to an extent, but I feel also like with consistency and with making sure, like, I mean, you know, if I'm wrong about this as far as, you know, your thoughts or whatever, let me know. But, like, I feel like a lot of people are afraid sometimes to turn work down, you know, because they're afraid, like, they're not going to get another opportunity or something, you know.
Me.
So they'll
– I just
right.
turned down three huge auditions this week. I think that is confidence. That's just where – confidence comes into play. Like, are you confident enough to know that that's just not for you or that you just can't do that right now? And you have to trust your team that's behind you. You know,
right.
I have an amazing team. If I say no, I know that they're okay with that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people who are just like up and coming and they're really just starting to get their feet wet, they don't have teams, and they might be more inclined to feel like, you know, I'm not going to get another opportunity past this. But it's also about knowing yourself and knowing your own boundaries and your own limitations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there are things that I have been asked to do on film, both in like movies and photo shoots and all sorts of things that I'm like, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. Don't even talk to me about that.
Oh yeah. No, I agree.
You know?
No, I agree. I always talk about this, like how you can go on breakdown services and self-submit. Cause I still do that, even though I have a wonderful, you know, team of people behind me. I'm still this actor mm-hmm. who's very inconsistent, who's very exhausted, who's got a real life with, you know, a 9-to-5 job and runs a business. So I totally get the realist part of it. But I always say, why are they going full nude on this no budget film? So I totally get it. Like I totally understand with you, like knowing what you will do, knowing what you won't do, and just sticking to that consistently.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's good.
With that.
But do you guys think that is, in a way, a little bit of a struggle for a lot of actors these days, is people thinking, like, they got to take this job because, you know, when's another one going to come, you know? And I feel like a lot of people do that, and it's the wrong role, you know, and
yeah.
they should, you know, say no.
I think that it's really about each individual person and what they're comfortable with doing, because I know – you know, several girls who work in like the adult film industry, and they do a lot of stuff with horror that, you know, they get work consistently because they're willing to go way farther than most people will. And, you know, that's not to say anything against those girls at all. Like, they know that themselves and what they're comfortable what they're comfortable doing, but, you know,
yeah,
there have
exactly.
been roles that have bordered on some of their expertise, and I'm like, you know, that's just not what I'll do, you know?
Right.
Yeah, again, just knowing your boundaries, I think, as an actor.
Right. You gotta know yourself, set your own boundaries, like, from the beginning, and don't budge.
Were you saying, Samantha?
No, to answer your question about struggles, I do believe that it is a very real thing. Because when anyone wants something so badly, I can't imagine, like, especially looking back at my 15-year-old self, I remember, like, you know, looking at castings and, you know, seeing that these people needed bikini shots, and here I am 15, and I'm like, okay, like, let me run up on my back deck and, like, take a few. Like, in retrospect, that wasn't very smart. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to be transparent. Like, that wasn't smart of me. So I get, like, people feeling like, okay, I can't say no, because what if? What if this ends up being, like, the next big thing? Or, like, what if nothing ever happens again? So yes, I do believe it's a very real struggle, but I also believe that's where networking comes in place, and just do your best to, like, try to socialize, get people in your circle that are for you, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah. And I think that, I think that was great. Like, those are some great answers on that, because I feel like a lot of, actors right now, especially newcoming, you know, up and coming actors who don't know what to do yet, you know. I mean, and I okay, so my next topic that I wanted to bring up was the use of, like, YouTube and stuff and the internet now. You guys talked about doing this stuff for a while, you know, you've been doing movies, acting and stuff, and I don't feel like the internet was so, you know, was so, you know, engrossed in all these things. Like, you can look up YouTube right now and you can find how to get an agent, how to, you know, become a screen queen. You know what I mean? Like, you can do,
yeah,
you can look anything up. And,
You can take and leave a lot of that stuff because not everything comes from creditable sources, too. You got to be careful with just looking that up.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, if you have, like, somebody who has, like, credentials, like, you know, a horror actress is telling these stories or something, then, you know, but you can look these up and you can find out all these information that might actually be able to help you. Do you guys think that, do you guys utilize those kind of tools on the internet to find different things to kind of help you out as an actor? Either one of you want to start?
Not really.
Ask that question one more time. Sorry.
Do you use
Go ahead, Jenny.
Sorry. The question, as I heard it, was like, do you use YouTube and whatnot to, you know, find inspiration and tutorials and whatnot as to how to attain agents and representation and all that kind of stuff? I have not personally like been a big follower of that kind of stuff. You know, but the types of movies that I have done have been like very low budget indie horror films. And, now that I'm making my own films, like the only thing I'm ever doing with YouTube is posting teasers and trailers and all that kind of stuff.
I can't really speak on that part because I've personally never used social media in that aspect. As far as like, I mean, it's so funny you're saying YouTube because my buddy the other day who is a director was like, why don't you get on and watch more YouTube tutorials? I'm like, because I don't have time. But I've never really used those platforms in that aspect. But maybe it's something I need to kind of look into just to kind of check it out.
Well, I mean, for me, you know, it's been helpful in other aspects, not just acting or getting an agent or whatever. I've never really looked up that stuff. But, you know, like there are tutorials on how to get more subscribers on YouTube, or there's tutorials on, and these are definitely tips and different stuff. I don't just listen to one and say, okay, that's, you know, that's it. I listen to all of them and I take in, you know, whatever, all these different things. But they are, I think right now we kind of live in an age where it's very useful, you know, to just go on the internet and look up different stuff on how to do stuff that we wouldn't have known how to do. We normally have to go to like film school or acting school. There's acting
YouTube things. Me and Ben Myers, who run Bunny Apocalypse Productions, we have just pretty much finished our very first film, and we did a lot of editing through YouTube because I grew up, like, I was very into photography, like still photography as a kid, and I specialize in green screen photography now, but all I do is still. So, you know, when we sat down to edit an actual movie, it was like foreign ground, and YouTube was a very valuable, you know, tool through that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I guess, Samantha, do you have anything to add to that, or do you want to move on to the next topic?
I guess we can move on. I've never used it personally, so.
Yeah. Okay. So my next topic I want to bring up is about basically becoming, you know, once you've gotten into the role of, or you've gotten the part in something, how do you guys, you know, basically become that character? Is there a specific ritual that you guys do or a certain thing that, like, helps you get into to everything? So,
ritual might be a strong word.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, for me, I'm an avid storyteller. I've always been like writing stories and, you know, very into drama and theater and stuff. So it's very I don't know if easy is the right word, but it's very natural for me to step into another character, because it's like, you know, it's almost like Halloween all the time, or cosplay, or, you know, like you kind of just read the script and figure out the character and embody it the best you can.
All right. What do you think, Samantha?
I think my approach with anything I've ever had has been different every single time. I think the very first thing I always do is just read, over and over and over again. But as far as making like solid choices for the character, and for what I'm going to do, it's different every time, my approach to it. But if I, you know, land the role, I will just really take it like scene by scene for what's happening that day. And also, like, I love an actor's director, a director's actor, however that's supposed to be said, where they will, you know, collaborate with the actors. And so I love a little bit of that, too. And so just being really open-minded is important.
Yes.
For my creativity and for everyone's creativity. And so I just try to be open-minded and come fresh and come well-rested and well-hydrated and just ready to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, well, then that means, I guess, because, you know, there's certain actors who I've seen people do things, I guess, everybody does something different, you know, in some way or another to get into that role. But I've seen people, like, write down things, you know, like, you know, about, like, they'll mark their scripts or, you know, highlight specific stuff. Do you guys both do that stuff?
I do,
like,
all
highlight
of that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally a script marker.
Yeah.
So is there a certain thing that helps you with that? Like, as far as like if other actors kind of want to learn about that kind of stuff, like does that, you know, marking your script or making sure that, you know, certain things in there, does that help you as an actor?
Yeah. I guess what I would say, like the upcoming actor, what I would do first, you know, is just read it. And then find out who, you know, how does your character connect with the others? Like, what's the relationship? So find out what the relationship is between you and, you know, whoever. And then where are you? And, like, you know, make your backstory. What happened before this scene and what happens after this scene? And especially if it's an audition and it's just a set of sides, you know, which is like maybe one scene that's two pages, you know, really just for yourself, create what happened before and create what happens after. And I, you know, and so that's what I would say is just whatever you have to do to build it and make it feel real to you, that's where we're going to get the most truth from you. And so, yeah.
I am also an avid reader. I love stories and getting swept into, you know, this world and that world. So for me, I like to, you know, as I go through and read the script and read it, to almost put it into like a book form in my head, because then
mm-hmm.
you can get a full sense of this whole world that you're looking at, you know, like, for example, when people read like Harry Potter books and they know absolutely everything about every character that's in there, you know, I try to build the scripts kind of like that in my head. So I get a very clear, interpretation as far as, you know, all of the relationships and the world that it's based upon.
Great. I think that really helps people out, especially knowing about these kind of things, because I think a lot of up and coming actors might, you know, might not have gone to school about it? Or, I mean, did you guys go to school at all, or did you guys kind of learn on sets and everything on what to do?
Well, you know, like I said, I was in wrestling when I got onto my first, so, you know, I don't.
That was your school.
I think that's so awesome, Jenny. what kind of wrestling was it? Can we just get off track a second?
I worked for AIWF Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, which
is
actually based in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It is very WWE style.
Oh,
I never wrestled
I'm
for
obsessed
WWE.
With, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I know, right? But I was an Undertaker girl myself. I love the Undertaker.
My God, yes.
Yeah.
And, like, what was her name? Was it Sable, the blonde?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, girl, don't get me started. I used to fake wrestle all the time.
I trained with Jimmy Valiant. He's got a training camp out here in Virginia.
Cool.
And wasn't his
nickname Super Snake or something? Is that the right guy, or am I thinking of someone else?
No, he went by Handsome Jimmy Valiant and the Boogie Woogie Man. And he's like up in his 70s by now. He was actually working for WWE when it was still WWF, you know? So,
yes.
But he runs a training facility out here. So
are you still doing
that? You know, it got tough to do wrestling too much anymore because, you know, a lot of films, especially on the low budget indie circuit, are filming on the weekend because people have Monday through Friday jobs, and then all the shows are on the weekend. So it kind of gets to the point of, well, am I going to go do this match or am I going to do this movie? So
yeah,
it's very hard to do both. And I kind of have taken a big step back from the wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I think you know, Jenny, you know, my buddy Stro, who's a wrestler.
Stro. He's from where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That
you know him, too. That's right. Yeah. Holy cow, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny that we all know, you know.
He works out
we
at
all
the
know
local
him, but,
Colts gym.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends, so really great.
Oh, cool.
Like, it's weird because I didn't grow up on wrestling as much, you know. Like, I like what I saw when I was a kid. I remember watching, like, I think it was The Undertaker versus Papa Shango or something. That's like one of the ones that just vividly stick in my mind. But aside from that, you know, I was not a huge wrestling person. But it was just great meeting Stro and, you know, learning more about it, you know, from him.
He's a fabulous person.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's just a really nice
guy.
He is. Like,
so genuine, yes.
So, yeah, he's been on the show before, and he's, you know, just a wonderful person. So I always love bringing him up because, you know, and then I was like, oh, crap, you were in the Rack Pack with him. And I think you were in something else, too, a Hollow Oak
Hollow Oak,
right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were in Rack Pack. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, Scares That Care, which is a horror convention in Williamsburg. And he went to, he had to go down to
Well,
North
I only worked
Carolina
on that. I was only a day player on that film, so I didn't spend much time on that one, unfortunately.
He had to go down and finish his stuff up with that, I guess. Churchill, like, you know, called him and was like, hey, come on down, you know. So he like left that day to go down and work on it that Monday or something.
Churchill,
I was like,
that's
awesome. Great. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. I've been wanting to get him on the show at some point. I'm sure I'll get him on something and chat with him because
he's
a really nice dude.
Did you get to see Stro in the Hollow Oak? He did great.
I haven't seen the Hollow Oak yet. Is it on Is it on Amazon or anything?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Is that terrible? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think it is on DVD and Blu-ray, I think.
Maybe I'll see if Stro can bring a copy of it down when he comes back.
Yeah,
for,
there you go. There you go.
Whenever he comes
that
back.
That would be
cool. He's coming down for one of my shows that I'm doing. I'm going to have him be a guest. And so he's coming out, and I love hanging out with him. Like, he stays in my house sometimes, you know, and stuff. Like, he's just a really nice dude. But okay. So I guess let's wrap it up with, I just kind of want to know, like, what you guys have been up to lately and what you guys can promote that you guys know is out and available for people to see. So, Samantha first.
Well, you know, I have been a little, you know, on the back burner as far as my acting career has gone, because I just bought a house and
Yay.
I'm renovating it. So that's, I'm like being an adult. It's so weird. And the only thing that I do have coming out is on May 1st, I think. I am in a film coming out in theaters called Like Arrows, and I play the role of Elizabeth. It is a faith-based film, and I shot that, I think, last February is when I shot it in South Carolina. Other than that, just, you know, trying to get into my house, and then I'm going to get that going and training and, you know, just doing my thing.
Great. I know the movie that I found you on, which was Ghost Witch,
yes,
is available on Amazon.
That was my first feature ever. Oh,
is
it?
Really?
That was the first. That was one of my very first auditions and my very first feature that I ever did. Yeah. Trust me, there. I look at it and I'm like, man, I could have done so much more.
You know, it's funny because I actually like
every
your character. A lot more than some of the other, like, main characters and stuff. So I kind of wish that your character had, like, come along for the ride with everybody, you know, because I feel like it could have started some drama and been, like, more interesting.
She was definitely catty.
Yeah. Well, it was just funny because if people don't know, if people have never seen Ghost Witch, it's not going to really spoil anything, but your character kind of comes in and, you know, starts flirting and then retracts, you know, when your boyfriend comes up. And I just thought that was hilarious because I didn't see
mm-hmm.
that coming at all, you know, and it was just good. It was so, yeah, definitely people should see Ghost Witch. It's a fun, you know, B-movie, you know. It's enjoyable.
You know, the kid that I was flirting with, Chase, the
right.
kind of like nerdy kid, he's doing really, really well. He's been in some really big things, but yeah, so he was also, he's now an Atlanta actor, but he's doing really wonderful too. Just shout out to Chase.
That's great. what was his last name, do you know?
Anderson.
Okay.
Chase Anderson.
Cool.
And then the girl, Lauren York, is doing, she's in LA. She's doing wonderful too.
Then that's
just
great.
Got done.
I love this.
Do you know that? Do you know that? What is that? Lava Lancha? That like sci-fi film?
Oh yeah.
Lava. Oh yeah. She was in like 1, 2, and 3, or 1, 2, or something like that. She was in those.
Cool.
She's super adorable.
Those are fun. Jenny, what do you got coming up?
Oh man. Well, within this past year, we just launched Buddy Apocalypse Productions, which, you know, is named after my insane love for Buffy. You know, of course, Anya must be Buddies. but we have started, we had a Sweeted film that showed in the Virginia Sweeted Film Fest last year, and that was our very first project. We did a Sweeted version of Cujo. And that is available to view on our YouTube page. Also, we have our very first movie coming out. We have a theater release that will take place on March 23rd, and we've already started pre-orders for DVDs. And then the next big thing is
Do you want to tell everybody what that movie is titled?
Oh, of course. it's Zombies Can't Eat Airheads.
I love that title.
Which is, yeah, it's very campy and very funny, and it's going to be a fun film. So, you know, it's in its final stages of getting credits made and all of that, and we're ready to release. So, that's very exciting. And then the next big thing is we are going to be doing an unofficial fan recreation of the musical episode from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So we've been casting and location scouting and all of that stuff, and we're set to film through March and April. So that'll be available in the late spring as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people can actually see the teaser of it on your YouTube channel.
We have two teasers up right now. One is an info teaser, and that has, you know, what it is and when we expect to release and all of that kind of stuff. And the cool thing about that one is the song from the actual episode is absolutely not Sarah Michelle Gellar singing. It's me singing. You know, all of the music that we have done for this episode, it's all the cast. Nothing is directly copied from anything that they produced. I was able to get a script book and sheet music and all of that stuff. So it's 100%, you know, our own setup. And then we also have a cast announcement teaser that's available, just to kind of show you who's going to be playing.
Where are you guys filming that at?
We are filming in Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Through March and April. Yeah.
Cool.
And we're still looking for lots of extra roles, so if you're interested in coming out for one day, you know, totally get on board.
That's great. I'm happy, and you've got a few movies that are already out. I know, like Milk's for Zombies and Killer Camp Out, the stuff that you've worked with Brad on, you know, and stuff. So people can go get those as well. So, but I want to thank you both for coming on the show. You guys are lovely, and I couldn't even tell you were sick, honestly. You know, if you had told me, I wouldn't have known. So yeah,
well,
it sounded fine to me.
awesome.
But thank you guys so much. How can people reach you guys social media wise?
Well, you know, you can always look me up, Jenny Jannetty, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff. And then, of course, our YouTube page is Bunny Apocalypse, and we're also on Facebook. At Bunny Apocalypse.
How about you, Sam?
Yeah, I am on Instagram as Real Samantha Caitlin, and it's Katelyn, and on Facebook as Samantha Caitlin. I have Twitter, but I'm a really terrible social media person. that's really it, or you can just Google me and find my IMDb. That's about it.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming on, and I hope to have you guys on another show at some point. You know, when you guys have some more stuff you want to talk about, you're free to come on, you know. Thank you guys. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
we did. I did. I said we did. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Well, no, it was good. I did too.
Yeah,
it's okay. It was right.
That would have been awkward if, like, no, And then, you know.
No, I had a terrible time. What is this? No, I'm kidding.
I'm just speaking for everyone. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. If it was like, you know, one person says yes and the other person said no, and then the person said we, you know, that would have been awkward, I guess. But, you know, thank you guys once again. And everybody, you guys can look us up on Fright's R&D table at on Twitter. And I don't tweet as much, you know, I don't like Twitter.
I'm terrible.
I'll be honest, I have Twitter, but I don't hardly use it. I'm avid on Facebook, though. That's the best way to get in touch with
me. Me too. I still like Facebook. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, at least
I'm
it's
really
not
good
my
at Snapchat, space. But I got to keep that private because I embarrass myself with funny videos. Oh my gosh, nothing dirty.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no,
I totally like thought about that after I said it. I was like, oh my god, my mom's gonna kill me. Alrighty, well that's my
well,
cue,
you guys.
And
so everybody
yes,
can check us
too.
On Twitter, can check us out on Instagram, and check us out on the Fright's Roundtable on there and on Facebook, where it probably more stuff will be on Facebook than anything else. Just like everybody else here. All right. Thank you guys.
Perfect.
And you all have a wonderful night. Bye.
You as well.
You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.